Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Christ the King Redemptive Ministries Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast. I, along with my husband, Apostle Christopher McQueen, would like to take the time to thank you for joining us. I am your hostess, Prophetess Crystal McQueen. We want to invite you to share with us as we study the Word of God. It is our purpose to help you grow, mature, be healed, and prosper by teaching you the Word of God. We encourage you to get involved with the lesson. You may call into the show at 1-718-766-4583 or join in with the chat sessions during the show. We welcome your questions, comments, and prayer requests. Please visit us at our website at www.ctkr.org. This is a helpful place for you to learn about us and help us expand the kingdom of God. There you can become a partner with us and see our upcoming events. We are looking forward to sharing the Word of God with you. Be blessed in the Lord and enjoy the broadcast.
God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm Apostle Christopher McQueen.
I'm Prophetess McQueen.
Of Christ the King Redemptive Ministries. And this is the Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast. We're so happy that you would join us today. We know that there is truly a work from the Lord. And we are excited to be used by the Lord to spread His gospel. Do you know that there are people who wish that they had the opportunity to stand and represent a kingdom? And yet, here we are, as children of God, able to represent properly, the kingdom of God and its excellence and its power, amen, and authority. So we look forward to these times when we can share and minister with you. And we know that definitely there's a word for you. But before we get into that word, let's go ahead into our announcements and into our morning prayer with none other than Prophetess Crystal McQueen. Prophetess.
Good morning, everyone. Once again, welcome to our show, Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast. Thank you for joining us this morning. In the way of announcements, every Tuesday at 7 p.m. and every Saturday at 10:30 a.m., join Apostle Christopher McQueen and myself for Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast. On Thursday nights at 7 p.m., join me for Prophetic Atmosphere. Every broadcast you can hear live at www.ctkr.org. As you're visiting our website, we also pray that you will become a vision and a prayer partner with this ministry, helping us to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. If any of you would like information on our church, amen, any information as far as ministerial engagements for myself or Apostle McQueen, or if you just want someone to touch and agree with you in prayer, as you're on our webpage, go to our contact tab, amen, and follow the links there, and someone will get in contact with you within 12 to 24 hours. Also want to let you know that Christ the King Redemptive Ministry and Women of Prophetic Destiny has a Facebook page. Go to our Facebook page there, like us, amen, give us a shout out. Also, put your praise reports as well. Amen. Those are the announcements briefly for this morning. Come on, let us bow our heads for prayer. Father, in the precious name of Jesus, God, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you. You are the worthy one to be praised. You are the worthy one to be worshipped. Father, you are the light of our life. And God, we just magnify you this day. Lord, as we come before you, we just empty our vessels this morning. We just say, have your way, Lord, as you shine the light of truth upon our hearts this morning. Father, anything that is not like you, we ask that you would remove it now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we ask that you would forgive us for all of our unrighteousness, God. Take away our sins. Wash us in the blood of Jesus. Father, wash our minds in your blood. Wash our motives and our attitudes in your blood. Father, wash our consciousness in your blood. Father, we ask that you would just bring us back to the cross once again to help us to realize what you have done for us. But not only that, God, to help us to realize that there is purpose destined for your people. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Father, as we come before you, we just ask that you would touch the apostle right now, give him the wisdom, give him the knowledge how to bring forth your word on this morning. Our ears are attuned to your voice. We want to hear what thus saith the Lord. Now, Father, we just glorify and we magnify you in all that you do. Help us to be doers of your word and not hearers only. We thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen.
And amen. We're so grateful for that prayer. And as I said before, we're grateful that God has given us the opportunity to minister the word a life to you all. Looking back over the years, I've had the opportunity to minister since 1989. Amen. And we're excited about the prospects of the years coming. Amen. Knowing that God has some great things in store for us. The challenge here is to remain focused on the assignment and not to become bogged down, if you will, with some of the things that are going on. Amen. Mm-hmm. If you don't know who you are or whose you are, then you'll make decisions based on emotions, and your emotions can be toyed with, if you understand what I'm saying. So from one moment to the next, you know, you're believing one thing and believing the other. Things that are probable seem impossible. Things that are true seem as if they're far-fetched. But you got to look at the conditioning of that. And that is when you're dealing with the reality in people's mind, perception is reality. Or as I always say it, perception is truth. Amen. So the enemy has been doing the same thing that he did at the very beginning. If he can change the perception of a thing, then he can try to change the reality of a thing. But I don't care how you look at the word, how you look at God, how you look at Jesus, the truth is that Satan is defeated. Amen? Amen. The word of God is true. If it's valid, it stands. God is real. Amen?
Amen.
And, I'm taking world religion course right now, and it's interesting. Every time I hear the professor speak, he always speaks, you know, as an authoritative person, but he always speaks as if he doesn't understand that God has the authority. And he said something at the very beginning of the course. He said, listen, I want you to be open to some truths, you know, and once you hear them, then you can, you know, pick what you want to believe after that. But, you know, you do a disservice to yourself if you're not open to some truths. And I want to tell him, you know, the truth that I'm open to is the one that has been made true to me. I'm not a Christian because my father was a pastor and my mother was the evangelist. I'm not a Christian just because that was what our family is used to being. I'm a Christian because I tried it for myself and I found out that this is the truth. Amen. Mm-hmm. The word works, prayer works, miracle signs and wonders still happen today as they have happened back in the time that the Bible was written. Amen. There's nothing that sitting here that says that it doesn't work and it can't work, except for those who don't want to believe that it worked to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's just a group of writings, the Bible, that men came up with so that they could articulate what they believed, and there was no God-breathed inspiration for it, then it's just a group of writings that they wrote that really don't have any truth to them. And they follow, you know, a faith that was propagated to them down through the ages. Something he said, and it was interesting to me, he said, for those of you who follow creation in the story of Noah, isn't it interesting that you can find the same accounts in other religions? And the whole thing that he was trying to say is that this isn't the only way that it could have been created. There are other ways. But one of the young men in class, before I said anything, began to challenge him on it. And he said, listen, when you look at the age of the earth and of all the things that are in the universe, mm-hmm. you find that it didn't start at the very beginning of biblical history.
Exactly.
Biblical history is the point where it starts recording the historic fact of the revelation of God. As it is revealed to men through men. Amen. So we begin then to understand who he is and how we came to be and our purpose for being. His redemptive plan in Jesus. Amen. Mm-hmm. All through the Bible as it was recorded. But it does not record, you know, things about the dinosaurs and that, because that wasn't important.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We can look at fossils and everything else. We talk about the deluge, what was going on yeah. prior to the flood.
Right.
You know, what was happening prior to all of that. We talk about the Great Expanse, which is the period of time, if you will, between Genesis 1 and 1 and Genesis 1 and 2. How long was that period of time? What was happening here during that time? See, we can get all scientific, but the more you come up with your proof, the more you raise the question of the validity of your science. And science has to go back and look at the fact that cells are, the DNA is folded in. It's not thrown together. It's not jumbled in there. It's neatly folded in there. And if it's neatly folded in there, who folded it?
Right.
You go to the Big Bang Theory. Mm-hmm. Who banged what? See, you know,
True.
The more you have speculations, the more we simply rest on the faith that if God said, listen, the hidden things belong to God, but those things that he revealed belong to us. And I safely rest in my confidence in God that he knows exactly what he's done and what he reveals to us. I can take confidence and faith in that he is blessing us and keeping us. Amen?
Amen.
So then when we begin to look at the scriptures as we have been going through it, we have been in Colossians, first chapter. And when we look at it, we see that our faith in God rests in the hope of Christ. Amen?
Amen.
See, God knew that we were sinful in nature, fallen, amen, because of the original sin of Adam and Eve. So then from that point, we have to go back and try to redeem ourselves in his eyes. Knowing that that was impossible for us to do, he provided for himself Christ. Amen. He put himself into a body, came down, shed his own blood to redeem us back to himself. A price that we could never pay, he paid himself. When we say that I belong to God, you have to understand that the word belong deals with ownage, if you will. He owns. He is in control of my life. Amen. And once we understand that, then we stop trying to find ways around the master. Amen? And we start saying yes to him, yes to his will, yes to his way. Hmm? And we can live the life. Amen? that he called us to live. It will be a blessing to us. Let's read just a little bit here. It says, Colossians, let's start at 1 and 9. Amen. Colossians 1 and 9. It says, for this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy, amen, this is where we ended, of the Lord, fully pleasing him. Now, it's interesting that when we start, excuse me, when we start talking about walking worthy of the Lord, the first thing that the enemy does is he tries to tell you that you could never be worthy. And the reason for that is that he failed. Amen. Mm-hmm. Look at your neighbor and say, he failed.
He failed.
Come on, say it again. He failed.
He failed.
And when he failed, what he did was he messed up. He knows that he can never get it together because he messed up. Mm-hmm. And since he messed up, he knows that he's done. He is done. It's over. Finished. Amen. So what he does is he comes in and tells you that you can never make it. You can never do it. You won't be successful at anything that God called you to do. You see that? And the reason why he says that is because he doesn't want you to succeed where he failed. Amen? For this reason, since the day that we heard it, we do not seek to praise for you and to ask that you be filled with the knowledge of his will, not your personal knowledge, huh? Not what you have gained through matriculation. You have learned. I read a book and it said this. You know, you got to be very careful with all these books that some of you people are reading. They conflict with Christian doctrine. Mm-hmm. And because they got a cross on the front or say Christ, don't mean that they really mean Christ or that they're for doctrinal use. Amen. Some people put the Bible down and read a book real quick and then turn around and speak that word of that book as if it is the word of the Bible. They'll do so because they're comfortable with whatever that Bible or whatever that book said, but they're not comfortable with getting in the word. So when you read something and it sounds about right, then you grab hold of that thing and you begin to run with it, believing that I got something that is true, I got something that is whole, and guess what? If it's not balanced by the word or balanced upon the word, amen, then you're going to get something that is false, and your sense of the truth will be swayed and deterred. Amen? Look at this. It says, filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom. First of all, when God speaks to you, it ain't going to be foolishness. Amen? Mm-hmm. It may sound crazy at the time, but if you look at it and you ask the Holy Spirit, he'll give you the understanding. You'll get a peace within yourself. I think it was very crazy for Peter to think about walking on the water because it just doesn't make sense. That sounds crazy. Mm-hmm. Yet and still, the scripture records that he did get out the ship. And he didn't make steps on the water. Mm-hmm. And as he made those steps on the water, he was okay until he came back to his carnal senses, which is, what am I doing out here on the water that I shouldn't be able to walk on? Mm-hmm. And as he looks at the waves, then his miracle ceases to happen because his faith is not on Christ. Amen. It's not on the one who called him into this. It's now on my circumstances and my environment. Amen. I said it before, we go back into Genesis, the third chapter, we begin to deal with Eve when the serpent says, has not God said? And she said, the Lord said, and she clarified it, but yet and still she allowed him to interpret what she knew. And this is the whole thing. As I'm taking this class, I could sit back and allow this man with his agnostic self to tell me that God isn't God. and that I'm only depending on him because my parents told me that that's what I need to do. And yet and still, I need to come out and find it out for myself. But I know that I laid hands, and the Lord has delivered and set free. We've been in spiritual warfare, and we have seen the results of the power of God manifesting itself. As Satan decided that he wanted to manifest himself, and demons manifested themselves, we have seen the power of God manifest and send them packing and running. Amen. We've seen miracles, signs, and wonders, healings. Amen. I always talk about when I was over in Kenya. Amen. A lady was down on the end, and I'm praying for everyone, just touching and agreeing with the will of God and the purpose of God in their life. And if they needed anything, Lord, you do it now. Do it in the name of Jesus. And I'm there. I'm decreeing and declaring the name of Jesus and the power of God through the name of Jesus, it shall be done. And I'm laying hands and going down the road, and they're falling out and everything else, and I'm just keep moving. Because I'm speaking English, they're speaking Swahili or some sub-dialect of it. And I don't understand them, and they don't understand me without interpreter. Amen. Mm-hmm. So when there's a lady at the end who started getting up and jumping, and the altar filled up right now. I mean, like, everybody came now. And when she, my spiritual son, Bishop Joe Shiendu Apamo, came, said, "Dad, let me tell you what just happened. That lady down there has been, she hurt herself working in the field. Her back was twisted. She had some discs that were out of alignment and protruding and everything. She couldn't walk straight. She was always in pain and misery, and it was visible. Everyone knew it. When she said, if the apostle could lay hands on me, I'm going to be healed. She said, and you laid hands on her, she fell out under the power of God. And as she fell out under the power of God, she said the first thing she heard was crack, crack, pop. She thought that she hurt herself first. So she started moving while she was laying there to see if she could still feel her feet or feel her legs or anything else. And she started moving and could feel and didn't feel no problem, no pain. And she got up and started moving a little bit more and noticed that she could sit up and get up. And she got up and started jumping up and down and lifting her legs and spinning in a circle. And everyone who knew that she was injured, mm-hmm. amen, saw that that was a miracle and ran up so that they could receive theirs as well. Now, I didn't know this lady. Amen. And if she walked up to me today, I wouldn't know her. But the miracle was identified not because we spoke to each other about what was going to happen, but because I simply demonstrate the power of the kingdom of God. Amen. The name of Jesus and authority thereof, we saw a miracle happen. Amen. There are people who we have prayed for, and we didn't pray for a miracle. They were determined that they were going to surgery. We allowed them to go to surgery, but we prayed for healing to manifest. You have to understand, a miracle is now. But healing, amen, takes process of time, amen. And when we pray for healing, that means that where it would take somebody normally 6 weeks or months, it'll happen in days and weeks, amen. And we have seen that manifest as well. Just a couple weeks ago, amen, young man went to call him a young man. Amen. We had a family friend who went to have surgery, and we went in and prayed for healing. And while we were there at the hospital, the doctor said that they was going to have to go in, and when they come out, because of the nature of the surgery, they'll have to go to ICU and be under observation to make sure that everything is good. Well, we were there praying before they went in and praying while they were in, and the doctor came out and said, oh, no, we're going to send them back to the floor. They're doing great.
Yep.
In other words, the process of going to ICU
was not even needed.
You see that? God knows how to demonstrate his power. Now, I'm saying this because, not because I'm a great somebody. I'm just a submitted somebody. You have to understand what I'm saying here. This is not because I got it together, that everything just manifests because I was such a great holy man. No. this is really because God trusted me with this anointing that's on my life. And my job then is to demonstrate it to the kingdom of God. Amen? Huh? Mm-hmm. And those who are looking to become citizens of the kingdom need to know that there's still power in the kingdom. Amen? Mm-hmm. So when we see this in the 10th verse where it says that you may walk worthy of the Lord, it says basically that there are some things that God is going to give to you, huh, that you didn't have yourself. You can't do it yourself. And since he trusted you, this is your responsibility to him. Amen? Huh? We read Romans 12 and 1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. See, there's some things that God has done for us, and it's reasonable for you to live a godly lifestyle. Amen? We've gotten away from godly lifestyles to self-righteous living. Let me say that again. We've got away from godly lifestyles to self-righteous living. The Bible says that every man's ways is right in his own eyes. And we got people walking around right now with a chip on their shoulder feeling that they're right. So when the word of correction or the word of truth come to them, they can't receive it because it doesn't fit with their model of who they are or what they believe about themselves. But the devil is a liar. Amen? And if you walk around fooled in your own understanding concerning God's placement, God's will for your life, then the devil can take from you everything that God has given to you. He is not your friend. Amen? Huh? He is not your friend. The Bible goes on to say, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may know, amen, you see that? You may prove what is that perfect, that holy, that righteous will of God, amen, that glorious will of God, amen. The enemy don't want you to know that because he wants you to walk around in a fog. But I thank God, amen, we can prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen? Mm-hmm. Amen. So as we're looking at this, let's try to finish this. Amen. Ten first, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work. Amen. Mm-hmm. And increasing in the knowledge of God. There should never be a time where you come to a place of just knowing. And when I say that, I'm not saying that you shouldn't know something about God. It's when you become so set in your own ways that you just know God. You know, I know him. I know what he's about. I know everything about him. You go to church? No, I don't need to go to church. I know I got a relationship with him. How you going to have a relationship with him when he says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together? Yet and still you won't go to church. You reading the Bible, but you reading the part of the Bible that doesn't incriminate you based on everything that you want to do. When somebody comes to you to correct you based on the word, amen, the first thing that you say is the Bible says, judge not. Mm-hmm. See, you learn to duff scriptures so you can defend your bad habit, but not enough to change you from your vice. Amen? And we got to get to a place where we not just sitting here believing God for, the cars, the houses, the monies, and everything else, but we believe him for the regeneration of ourselves. Amen? Amen. What was that scripture? What did it say? It says that we may prove, you see that? Mm-hmm. What is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God? what does it say before that? But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That word transform, amen, deals with the fact that there are some things that we need to simply do. You can't get this by doing what you've been doing. You got to get it by the word of God. He has to be the one who takes you into that, amen. To be transformed means to change in composition or structure. That means you're living the same life with the same resources, but when you transform, it reconfigures itself into something that God can use. You understand? Something that is beneficial to you. Amen? And the enemy doesn't want you to do that because everything in your life is out of order. Amen? You know the definition of chaos is really something that is out of order?
Amen.
Huh? All the things are there. All the elements are in place, but they're out of order. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And when we begin to see that, then we begin to understand that the enemy likes you to have all the right pieces, but he don't want you to have the right order. That word transform is to change in composition or structure, or to change the outward form or appearance of, or to change in character or condition. So when he says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, he's telling us that it's time for us to change. Notice in each one of those definitions right there, the key word that we could look at is change. Oh, how can you get saved and remain the same? How can you get saved? You understand? And God has to move heaven and earth so that Christianity fits your definition of what your lifestyle is. It never ceases to amaze me how people become scholars or biblical scholars will go ahead and change the meaning of scriptures to fit their dogma or their doctrine. It is interesting to look at what the Bible says versus what man interprets. And I say it all the time. Come to Christ the King Redemptive Ministry as you are. I really mean that. Come in as a drunk, a drug head. Come in as a fornicator, adulterer, a thief, a robber, a drug dealer, whatever you're doing. Amen. Come in doing all of that. But when you get here, this word is going to challenge you to change, because it challenged all of us to change. Amen. And it's not change into accepting what you're doing, because you are already accepting it. That's why you were doing it.
Right.
You understand? It's a challenge to change. So if you're going to change, you have to understand that there's some things that in your life you may feel that you have to have, that you're going to have to let go of for the fullness, the knowledge of God. Amen?
Amen.
Paul said, all this learning and all this that I've gained, I count as dung for the knowledge of Christ. In other words, I've gone to school and learned a lot of stuff, but I count it as nothing, amen, compared to the knowledge of Christ. I learned more about him and more through him than I've ever learned reading books and going to school. Amen? That's not to say you shouldn't read books and go to school. It's to say that you need to trust your relationship, build your relationship, get the knowledge of Christ. Amen? The knowledge of God. Amen? It's going to bless your life. Amen? And then you write a book. Amen. Amen. So let's go on and finish this here. Being fruitful in every good work, increasing in the knowledge of God. Amen. 11 verse, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power. Which goes back to the miracle that I was telling you about. I couldn't work a miracle like that myself. Amen. I'm not sitting there going, alakazam, here it is. You know, I'm not sitting here going, What's that thing that the panda, Kung Fu Panda does? You know, there's nothing like that I'm doing, amen, that makes the power of God work. What I do is I say, Lord, your will, and let this be done according to your will. We pray our desire that this, that, and the other happen, but according to your will, let it be done. Listen to this, in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And my faith is that whatever I pray concerning to the glory of God, it shall come to pass. So when we see a miracle, a sign, or a wonder occur, it's not because I was so great and wonderful. It's because I knew to trust in the power of the name of Jesus, amen, for its outcome.
Yes.
Jesus said, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it, because it'll bring glory to the Father. Notice that when you keep the glory to the Father in there, the focus on the glory to the Father, then God can do some things for you. God can do some things through you. God can do some things for you. Amen? But when you turn around and you have a focus on, let me show these people I can work a miracle. They don't believe in the power of God that works in my life, and I'm anointed and everything. And you're doing all of that, then guess what? Your flesh is in the way. And even if God was going to do it to get the glory, he can't do it to get the glory, because before you even step forward to be an oracle of God, a vessel of God to be used, you already put your spin on what was going to happen. See, we don't work that way. Amen. And we're not supposed to work that way as kingdom citizens. How can I be a child of God living a kingdom lifestyle and be out promoting myself, amen, and never speak of him except for as a passing, you know, just to let y'all know this Jesus, amen. But this was what happened when I laid my hands. When I spoke into your life, what occurred? Okay, listen, this ain't about you. This is about him. And when we keep the focus on him, then he can get the glory. And when he gets the glory, then we'll see some other things manifest. Amen. The world is waiting for it. The Bible says in Romans the 8th chapter, all creation waits in earnest expectation for the manifestation of the sons of God. Why are they waiting? Because we got to learn that we're children of God. We are the sons of God, amen? And we got to manifest. We have to come into being, amen? And when we come into being, then he can get the glory. With this right here, strengthened with all might, amen, according to his glorious power, simply says that you don't go on your own strength. You see that? Huh? I can't walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, and I have my own agenda. I have to be walking according to his will. Amen? Walking in his wisdom and knowledge of him, spiritual understanding. When I get down to a place where I need the power of God to work, then he will strengthen me, amen, with all might, according to his glorious power. Notice it's not none of my power. I'm just an empty shell. You see that? If he don't pour it into me, can't get it out of me, amen? Look at your neighbor and say, if you don't put it in,
you,
you can't get it out.
You can't get it out.
Now, what am I saying here? What am I looking at? What am I alluding to? There's some things that he's going to cause you and command for you to walk through, and you're going to have to make those steps to get through it, amen? And as you're making the steps to get through it, notice this. It's never about you yourself, amen? It's always about him. Amen. And as he gets the glory out of it, he'll make sure that there's some recognition that comes your way. But your job, when they begin to talk about you walked and you said and you did and you touched and you agreed and you prayed and you, okay, after all of that, your job is to go, yes, thank you, but to God be the glory. Thank God for using me. What is that? That's humility. Yes, yes, humility. Not, yeah, yeah. You know, I speak a word, it comes true. Blah, 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 blah. Stop. Foolishness. Clowning. I was just playing. I know it's God. They didn't know that. They thought you was really trying to be grand and wonderful. That's why they still walking around seeking Christ. Because you representing him, but promoting yourself. Help us, Jesus. Help us, Jesus. All right. With all patience and long suffering with joy. Ooh, that's a rough one, ain't it? Patience. You know, Prophetess and I was talking about someone earlier and said that, you know, they have no patience. None. And as soon as something happens, if don't happen quick enough, they on the move to affect it. one of the worst people that I've ever worked for or had to serve was a micromanager. Amen. Anybody know what a micromanager is? You know, a person who gives you a task and then runs behind you to do it before you can, but constantly looking at you to make sure you try to keep pace with them to outdo it before they do it. And when they get to the end, they say, I had to do it because I know it wasn't nobody else do it. Well, why don't you delegate it? Why delegate it if you're going to do it? Amen. Now, I learned a long time ago that I'm going to delegate some things to those under our covering, those that are under our instruction, amen, but I'm not going to run behind them to do it, amen. My job is to delegate it and then to come and check and see its progression and then to reward them according to their works, amen. And some of you need to understand that that's what God has done. He's delegated to you an assignment, amen. He's not going to run and do it for you. You got to do it. But he's going to check to make sure it's being done. And as you are doing it, you're going to receive your reward according to your works, amen. You see that? So God told you to do it, and you did it. And then when he comes and he checks and sees it's done, hello. You get your reward. And when he comes and finds that you have not done what was called upon you to do, amen, then you're going to get your reward. Well, amen.
Amen.
Let's look at a scripture here. I want to find this, amen. Y'all bear with me a second. Let me get this. I love how the Holy Spirit just speaks something into you. And at the point he speaks, you got to go look for it and get it. It'll work itself out. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. All right, here we go. Matthew 25. Let's go down to the 14th verse. Amen. Because I want you to see something here. Amen. Jesus says here in Matthew 25:14, he says, for the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. Now, doesn't this sound like Jesus giving us our assignments and then ascending up?
Right.
But gave us a use of the power of his name to do the work in the earth. Amen. We who are his servants. He delivered his goods to them, us, amen. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1. To each one according to his own abilities. And that's and I love this because this right here will work towards the end of our message today, amen, as we walk this out. According to his own abilities. Notice after he gave it to them, the Bible says, and immediately he went on a journey.
Right.
Amen. Now, the thing here I want you really to capture in your mind is that God gave us talents, gifts, and abilities. He gave us authority in his name. And then he left, amen, to go prepare a place for us. You understand? Amen. And when he comes back, he's coming back, and his reward is with him. See, now, when he comes back, he's going to come back looking to see what you've done with what he's giving you. And we're so busy running around looking at each other, trying to compete with each other, that we're not even dealing with our own assignment. Amen? Huh? So when God gave you that ability, he gave it to you according, or he gave you that talent or that gift, if you will. He gave you that according to your own ability. Some of you have been running after these self-aggrandizing preachers, trying to be them. Huh? And the more that you focus on them, the less you can do what God really calls you to do. Knowing that that would be a distraction to you, he didn't give you what that self-aggrandizing preacher got. You understand? They got to answer for what they've done with what he's given them. You see? So while you're running out trying to figure out how to get your Bentley, how to get your mansion, how to get your designer clothes and extra bank accounts and everything else, hook or crook, however it make it, God's going to bless me because he know that this is his will for my life. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Amen. He didn't call you to that because you couldn't handle that. Amen. Because the riches led you away from seeking him. You seeking how you can become greater in everybody's eyes so you can prove to people how wonderful you are and how deep and holy. Listen, Simon, your money perish with thee. Amen. It's not so much that you have to live an impoverished life as it is you have to live according to what God has given you. Amen. And God knows what to give you that will keep you in alignment to a relationship that is forward progressing in him. See, if you have too much, then you'll never trust God. If you have too little, then you'll curse God. So God gives you enough so that you can see that there's more, but you thank God for what you have. And because our eyes are never full, like hell is never full, amen? So the Bible says the man's eyes and Sheol is never full. Yet expanding, the more you see, the more you want. You never satisfy. So when you see that he gave to one, he gave 5 talents, to another 2, another 1, you trying to figure out how you could have got all 8 your own self. Competing with others, telling them that those others ain't nothing. Yeah, he got 5, but he don't know what to do with it. He should have gave it to me because I'm the one. I got the gift. I can see forever. The Lord showed me this, that. Wait a minute. Stop. According to your abilities is what he gave you. You see that? So when your ability is to do great, then he gave you great. When your ability was to do okay, he gave you okay. When your ability was to come up a little bit further, he gave you 1 to encourage you to keep moving. Let's see what happens with these. Amen. It says, 16th verse, then he who received 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents. Amen. If your capacity is not to have faith of a mega ministry or a worldwide ministry, then stick with your local ministry, but be effective where you are. Amen. Mm-hmm. Those that God has given vision to do greater will go out and continue to do greater because they understand that's what God has given them the grace to do. Amen. And I wish I had time to go into that, Ephesians 4:7, and deal with the grace of God that he's given to each one of us, amen, according to the measure. You understand? It keeps speaking of itself, doesn't it? Amen? Mm-hmm. So the one that had 5 went and made another 5. Likewise, he who had received 2 gained 2 more. Amen? That means that whatever God is giving you, he's expecting you to do that and more. These signs, these wonders that I do, you shall do also, and greater works. What? What was the greater? Do greater than what I've done. Elijah chooses Elisha. Amen? And when he received that double portion, Elisha did twice as many miracles as Elijah. Amen. God didn't call you to do what I did. He called you to do greater than I've done. Amen. Y'all see that? Amen. 17th verse, and likewise, he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. But he who received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. Well, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do anything. I don't want to lose it. I know he's going to come for it. Okay, and And see, when God calls you and gives you a gift, a talent, he gives you an assignment, he's looking for you to produce with it. Look at your neighbor and say, God's looking for you to produce.
God's looking for you to produce.
Say it again. God's looking for you to produce.
God's looking for you to produce.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He's looking for you to produce harvest.
Yes.
He didn't sow into you for you to die.
I get that.
Amen. And we sit back. Thank you, honey. Prophetess. Mother Boyd used to say all the time, y'all sitting around here trying to lay each other out. We lay hands on you and pray for you and fasting for you so that you can go out and change the world. You're supposed to be doing this to somebody else, somewhere else. You're supposed to be progressing the kingdom of God. Yet and still, y'all sitting around here getting spiritually fat off of each other and won't tell nobody about Jesus. We see it today. Taking the talent that it's given you, and you hide it. You bury it. You have the gift that God has given you, and you won't use it for the kingdom. But because it ain't defined, well, you know, I ain't got all that. He didn't ask you to operate with all that. According to your ability, it's what he gave you. But you need to do with what he gave you to do. That's why it's so dangerous to look over the fence. I was telling Prophetess and a couple of other people, I said, you know, whenever y'all look at some of these people on these social media sites, you'll be surprised. They have everything looking like, you know, they got the ministry with 10,000 backing. You go over there, they got a storefront with 3 chairs in it.
Yep.
And 2 of them are empty. See? People propagate a lie instead of dealing with the truth. You can do so much more in your lane. Amen? Lord, Lord, Lord. The one who had received one went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. And you think that God is pleased with you because you still got a gift. You still have a talent. But you haven't progressed anywhere with it. Well, the Lord knows my heart. No, the Lord knows his assignment he gave you. What are you going to say to God when he comes seeking? Well, he understands. Okay, well, let's keep reading to see what, let's see how he understands, okay? Because I told you prior to this, amen. Amen. That you're going to receive your reward. When the Lord comes, he's going to come looking and he's going to check and his reward is with him. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
19 verse, after a long while, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. You don't think that he's coming to settle an account. You think that this is just your gift, you're going to do it with it whatever you want and it's going to be okay. Well, the Lord loved me. Yeah, he loved you enough to have trusted you to begin with. But you show your love to him when you do something with what he gave you. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
21st, so he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You are faithful over a few things. Amen. I will make you ruler over many things. And now look at this here, because I want you to catch a principle here.
Mm-hmm.
God gives you the ability to do something, and then he trusts you, amen, to do that and more with it. And when he comes back, then he rewards you with giving you greater than you could imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So he said, Lord said, well done, good and faithful servant. You are faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. He who had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. You see that? Because the principle is still the same. Regardless if you have 5 or 2 or whatever, you can still enter into the joy of your Lord. But you have to be faithful. Amen? You see that? Then 24 verse, then he who had received 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew you were a hard man, reaping where you had not sown and gathering where you had not scattered seed. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Here, look, there is what you have. There you have what is yours. Lord, I ain't used this talent. I ain't used this gift. But here, I'll give it back to you. Look what he says. But his Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy. Lord, I can stop right there, lazy. Servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gathered where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers. And at my coming, I would have received back my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more will be given, but he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Brothers and sisters, you have to understand that God rewards work. But he punishes laziness. Amen? So how can you live a life that is acceptable and worthy of him? Do the assignment he gave you. Amen? Stop challenging your talking about you don't have the ability to do something because you ain't never had. That's why you're going through it, so you'll get the experience. Well, you ain't never because you have never got to this point of your assignment. You're here now. Move forward. Do what God called you to do. And be blessed of the Lord. His purpose in this is to bless you. Amen? It's not to destroy you. It's to bless you. Amen?
Amen.
Come on, let's pray. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for this word. I thank you for this time. Lord, I thank you for the season in our life. Even as we are going forward and doing the things you called us to do, we know, Lord, that you have our wellness, wholeness of mind. Help us to remember and look forward to walking forward in those things that please you so that we can be those who bear your name in the earth. Amen. The world is waiting for us to come to manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
Help us to get to our manifestation now in the name of Jesus and demonstrate the power of the kingdom of God. Now, Lord, I pray that if there's anyone who's not saved, they will pray this prayer. Father, forgive me of my sins. Wash me in the blood of Jesus. I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. Thank you, Father, for salvation. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, I pray that if they pray that prayer, you lead them to a Bible teaching, a Bible-believing church where they can be matured and developed and going to do the work you've given them to do. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Listen, go to our website, www.ctkr.org. There you'll learn more about us. I pray that you become a vision partner with us. Help us to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. I just want to say a quick word to those of you who are in need of miracles, need of resources, you need healing in your body, be healed in the name of Jesus. We release resources in the name of of Jesus, amen, to the glory of the Father. We say it and we believe it in Jesus' name, amen. Listen, I'm Apostle Christopher McQueen,
Prophetess McQueen,
of Christ the King Redemptive Ministries, reminding you that it's God's will for you to live the kingdom lifestyle. Be blessed in the name of the Lord. We love you, and we're looking forward to ministering to you again. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, let's give God a praise.